Thank you, Anders, very much indeed for inviting me back to St. John's. It's rather moving, actually, for me to stand here. Lots of memories are flooding back. Of course, this was the place in which I was ordained priest. And so thank you for this experience. It's very touching to me. I left this church at the end of my curacy 21 years ago. And I left in order to become chaplain to the new Bishop of London, Richard Charters, or as I should say now, Lord Charters. It's a very strange job, as I was to find out, being a bishop's chaplain. You're a sort of mixture of lady-in-waiting, always having necessities to hand, and Alistair Campbell helping to draft papers and interpret your boss to the public, and Mr. Slope of Barchester keeping your ear to the ground to ensure the bishop isn't caught out. The chaplain also processes behind the bishop in services, which means that as you're walking down the aisle at the beginning, you can often hear comments from the pews as the bishop walks by. And I remember one Christmas in St. Paul's Cathedral with the bishop in a very sparkly cope, looking rather like Lady Gaga on tour, all 6'3" of him with a very large mitre on top in candlelight and surrounded by incense, holding his crozier, and a rather flamboyant and well-known actor was sitting at the front. And as we walked by, he turned to his friend. "Darling," he said, "very Darth Vader." Well, on Tuesday, there was another procession in St. Paul's Cathedral, but this time it was not made of bishops or choirs, but of the general public. It wormed its way through and around the cathedral and led to a glass case. In the case was a really very small book. You might almost miss it. But 1,600 people made sure on Tuesday evening that they didn't. This book, you see, was a New Testament. And the reason it was so small is so that it could be easily hidden. Because when it was made, if you were found in possession of this little book, or one like it, you would most likely have been tortured or even killed. Why? Because it was in English. It had, with a few thousand others, been published in Cologne and smuggled into England up the Thames in cargo boats stashed away in stores of cloth and wine. The translator of this English Testament was a Gloucestershire man called William Tyndale, who had always wanted to translate the Bible from its original languages into the language of his own people, the English, just as Luther had done for the Germans. And he was very influenced by the man who is very much in our minds this morning. Tyndale wanted, he once said, a simple ploughboy to end up knowing the scriptures better than the Pope by having them available to him in his back pocket, in his own language and not in Latin. And to make the Bible accessible in this way, outside of the control of the church or the state, was deemed by such people, such as the then Bishop of London, Bishop Tunstall, to be, and I quote the Bishop of London, "pernicious, pestilent, heretical, contaminating." Good reminder that bishops of London are not always right. And so the bishop brought up as many as he could lay his hands on of these New Testaments, and on the 27th of October, 1526, he burnt them all on a huge bonfire right outside St. Paul's. King Henry VIII approved, calling Tyndale the most dangerous man in all of England. And that's why he then had to go into hiding abroad. And it's also why there are only three surviving copies of Tyndale's New Testament left in our world today. And St. Paul's is honoured to own one of them. Eventually, Tyndale was hunted down abroad and put in prison, and then he was led to the stake, where he was strangled but not killed, and then burned to death. His last prayer, it is said, was, "O Lord, open the King of England's eyes." And then, say onlookers, this great man of language, the lover of words, lover of proclaiming the gospel, he kept silence, complete silence, as the flames did their work on him. His prayer, by the way, was answered. Within 3 years, Henry had changed his mind, and an English copy of the Bible was placed into every parish church.